You've got to make friends fast in this competitive job market. It's who you know what you know. 80% of jobs are obtained through networking. So your first step should be to reach out to professional organizations in your industry. And to find those, check out Yahoo's directory at dir.yahoo.com. Another good option here, your college's alumni directory. Find out if there are old classmates who are working at companies that you're interested in. And don't forget the social networking sites. Here are a list of social networking sites that could help you make your entryway into your next job. Brightfuse, Facebook.com, and LinkedIn.com.
There are so many websites out there, so many ways you can search for both good and bad information on people that you might want to hire. I mean, you can simply put in someone's name in Google and there's a plethora of information available.
That's right. But, you know, as a person looking for the job, you got to make sure that your image on the web is accurate and it highlights your best work. Check out Zigs.com, where you can post a free professional profile on site. If a recruiter is looking for a job candidate online, your name may just pop up at the top of a web search. You'll be sent an email alert if someone clicks and views on your page. Sometimes your professional profile is already online and you may not even know it. ZoomInfo.com scours the web, press releases, business websites for your professional info. If your profile is on this site, make sure all your information is correct and supplement anything that's already there. Companies may use these sites to pick out high-quality job prospects.
You know, we've discussed that we don't have as many of the retail giants hiring temporary work or part-time work during the holidays this year, but still, temporary work or freelance work is a real viable option.
And it's a great way to make contacts in your field. While it may not be the ideal work situation, it will allow you to get more experience, expand your resume. Here are some web resources to help you. SoloGig.com, Guru.com, ProjectForHire.com. If you're into volunteering, check out Idealist.org or VolunteerMatch.org. Great websites.
Of course, there are always the mistakes that can be made when you're doing the job search. What are some career counselors suggesting in terms of what you shouldn't do?
Well, counselors are saying that some internet job sites like Monster, Hot Jobs are unlikely to help much. Sure, they're well known, but everyone and their brother, they're looking at those postings and posting online. Next, don't send in a resume that's more than a page long. The shorter and cleaner your resume looks, the better. Finally, don't forget who you send your resume to. Keep a list of names and contacts. After a few weeks, it's harder to remember exactly where you've applied if you've sent out dozens of applications. And if you have any questions about finding a job or how you're coping with job loss, email me at jerry@cnn.com.